from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo topping our report this hour. And more breaking news on the Iran-Israel war. President Trump will depart the G7 early and return to the U.S., quote, because of what's going on in the Middle East, after he told citizens of Tehran to evacuate on social media. Closer to home, NJ.com reports attorney-client meetings have been suspended at the Immigration Detention Center in Newark, where four detainees escaped on Thursday, citing internal communications. This is a developing story. Also, thanks to the efforts of the Collaborative Support Programs of New Jersey, the state's homeless population is getting help with basic needs. CSPNJ's Chief Impact Officer Pam Baker talks about how the group's homeless services and outreach efforts have touched thousands of people over the last year directly.
8,835 individuals, right, would be like the exact number of folks that are homeless, unhoused, is like we used to say in New Jersey. And I would say we've probably touched 3 out of 4 of those individuals with one of our programs.
In addition to diversion programs, the organization also runs warming centers from mid-November to mid-March during cold weather that provide people with shelter as well as food, clothing, and transportation. And the U.S. Army says it has exceeded its 2025 recruiting goals 4 months ahead of schedule.
Last week, the Army announced that it had signed contracts with over 61,000 future soldiers. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said a new wave of patriotism among America's youth is responsible for the increase in military recruitment. At the same time, a report from Georgetown University says currently less than 30% of American youth meet the requirements for military service due to a range of physical, academic, and behavioral disqualifiers. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And how's the weather? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now New Jersey Fast Track.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It will stay mostly cloudy tonight with a low close to 60 and humid and warmer tomorrow with a lot of clouds, maybe a shower. Highs will be in the low to mid 70s. Mainly cloudy and muggy tomorrow night with a shower or two around, maybe a rumble of thunder with lows into the mid 60s. And then on Wednesday, clouds and some breaks of sun. It's going to be a humid and warmer day, highs into the low 80s with a thunderstorm in spots. And still the risk for a thunderstorm Thursday, especially into the afternoon. Some of the storms could be heavy and gusty with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We've got 67 in Newark, 63 in Edison, 63 Mount Holly. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick. Trust P.J. Fitzpatrick for the perfect new roof. They've earned thousands of five-star reviews. They'll back all new roofs with their famous lifetime guarantee in materials and labor. They install most roofs in just one day. Visit TrustPJ.com to schedule your free consultation.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.